In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. In our gospel reading today, this familiar passage that we have read and discussed many times through the years, we see that our Lord had commanded his disciples to cross over the sea while he remained behind, and he had retreated to solitary place so that he could pray. And while the disciples were going across the sea, this huge storm arises. One can only imagine the terror of being out in that sea and being tossed all over the place in a boat that I'm sure was not comparable to some of the boats that we go bass fishing in today. They were petrified. In the midst of their terror, in the midst of their fear, our Lord appears to them, and they are frightened because he appears to them in a supernatural way, and they think he's a ghost. So the storms have them scared to death, and then they see this image of the Lord walking on the water. And they are very fearful. They are in the midst of a situation that made them feel totally helpless. Sound familiar? So our Lord says to them, he makes a statement that seems almost ridiculous, given the circumstances, he says, "Fear not. Don't be afraid. I'm here. And furthermore, I am the master of this storm." And we know that there are varieties of storms. There are storms, and then there are storms. This past couple of weeks, we've had some real major thunderstorms. And then we've had some that was just sort of, you know, light rain. We've had some lightning and thunder in some storms, and some lightning and thunder in others that was pretty fearful. The sheer power of a thunderstorm, especially in the summer, has always amazed me. I would suspect that this storm was comparable to some of the storms we have experienced here recently. And yet our Lord is walking on the water in the midst of it, and he says, "Do not be afraid," to his disciples. St. Gregory of Nyssa gives us a vivid description of the real storm. Allow me to read it to you. This is the storm that is always threatening in our souls. St. Gregory of Nyssa writes, "Those who pass through the mystical water in baptism must put to death the water, the whole phalanx of evil, such as covetousness, unbridled desire, rapacious thinking, the passion of conceit and arrogance, wild impulse, wrath, anger, malice, envy, and all such things. Since the passions naturally pursue our nature, we must put to death in the water both the base movements of the mind and the acts which issue from them." He writes further, "For uncontrolled passion is a fierce and raging master to the servile reasoning, tormenting it with pleasures as though they were scourges." St. Gregory of Nyssa. As I said, there are storms and then there are storms. The storm in our soul is the one to which we must give our most devoted attention, and the one that, with which we must encounter being in communion with our Lord Jesus Christ, because we cannot handle it by ourselves. And he knows that. Saint Theophylact, in his commentary on this passage, writes that this, first of all, he makes the point that it was in the fourth night of, I beg your pardon, the fourth watch of the night. The Jews divided the night up into different watches. So this, in other words, it was almost daybreak. This storm had raged for that long. And St. Theophylact says, our Lord did not appear immediately to them to calm the storm, but at the fourth watch. That is, as the night was coming to its end, teaching us not to ask for a swift solution to our misfortunes, but to endure them bravely. Many years ago, Father Peter Gilquist, I remember a thrice blessed memory, preached a sermon here on the forgotten art of perseverance. God is not going to give you more than you can handle. And he also is not going to leave you. He is always going to be there. And he is the master of every storm that will come your way. And his peace and his strength and his love and his presence will be with you. And that is a promise that he makes to you and to me. Now, our relationship with him is based on faith. It is not purely empirical experience. Why? Because we are working our salvation out in fear and trembling. We are in a fallen world. We have not reached the kingdom of God yet. But by the grace of God, we're on that path that leads us there. And as we go along that path, there will be storms. The rain falls on the just and the unjust alike. So as Father Hopko used to say, how we deal with that which we are dealt becomes the issue. In 1 Corinthians 10, verse 13, a very familiar passage to most of you, St. Paul writes, no temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able. And this is the punchline. I want you to hear this very carefully. If you don't hear anything else I've said today. But with the temptation will also make the way of escape, that you may be able to bear it. He's always there. In the worst circumstances you can imagine, he is there. And he is bigger than those circumstances, whatever they may be. Whatever storm might come your way that might seem to make you feel so hopeless and so fearful and so helpless, he is there. Some of you have heard me say this, tell this little story, and those of you from Slavic descent, forgive me, I'm not trying to denigrate your culture, but it is said that when the first Russian cosmonaut went up into space, he got on his radio and he called back to, you know, his home base after he'd gotten up into the atmosphere. He says, there is no God. I am looking everywhere and I do not see him. He was looking for God in all the wrong places, wasn't he? Our epistle today tells us that we are the temple of the living God. We don't go up to the stars to find him. We go inside our hearts to find him. That is the arena for our working out our salvation in fear and trembling. That is the incubator for our intimate relationship with Him, by which we come to know Him truly as a friend, as one who loves us, who has left nothing undone, so that we can be returned and reconciled to Him and be with Him, live with Him for all eternity. This God that we worship loves us. We are not always lovable, but He never ceases to love us, and He never leaves us. If we are faithless, He remains faithful, for He cannot deny Himself. Yesterday we had a baptism. Little Gabriel Salisbury was baptized yesterday. Such a miracle, such a wonderful thing to see that little baby go down in the waters of baptism and to be enveloped by the presence of God. The rite of initiation in the sacramental life of the Orthodox Church, that God willing will lead him into an intimate relationship with Jesus Christ, with the Holy Trinity, with the saints and the angels. It wasn't an empty ceremony. It wasn't just symbolism. He was different after he came up out of that water, because he became the temple of the living God. The Master of the universe wants to live within you. He wants to help you to learn to overcome your passions, to overcome your sins, to overcome the storms of life that come your way. He wants to show you how to do it, and He wants to give you what you need to do it. And He will even do it with you. This synergy, this divine synergy that Him working in us, and our learning to submit our will, first and foremost, our will to His divine will. And then everything else falls into place after that. So, dearly beloved, be encouraged. Yes, we do have to deal with storms. They come in many sizes and shapes. We don't know when they're coming, but they come. And as Father John Parker, an OCA priest who did a youth retreat for us, told our teens many years ago, he said, we don't run from the storms. We face them. We endure them by the grace of God, and we allow, by in the midst of this calamity, which is a storm, whatever it might be, our Lord will give us the means of escape. And when that happens more than once, over and over and over, hopefully we learn that we can trust Him, that we can believe in Him, that if He delivered us here, He is going to deliver us here, because He is a faithful, loving, benevolent God. So let us respond to that love in repentance, in humility, and in faithfulness to God, submitting our will to His divine will. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God, amen.